Reichman University.
Sunny Side Up, where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly Lachat.
Hey guys!
Hey guys, it's Orly Lachat.
And Amy Hittery. And you're listening to Sunny Side Up on Audioversity.
This is a mental health podcast where we talk about anything from childhood to parenting styles to coping mechanisms.
And everything in between.
We want to provide you with a new and fresh perspective and not just the facts about mental health.
Let's talk about it.
Let's converse.
Let's converse. Are you feeling scrambled, Orly? Yes.
Amy, if you couldn't tell by that, I'm feeling so extremely scrambled.
Why, Orly?
I have zero idea what I want to do next in my life. What my next chapter is going to look like.
Right. As you guys know, we are in our senior year of college right now and finishing up our bachelor's degrees in psychology, which is really exciting. But with that...
Your mic just fell.
It's okay. Continue. With that comes all the questions about what's to come next. You know?
100%. Up until now, I feel like we've pretty much had like... either 100% guidance or some sort of guidance, you know, on what to do next.
Yeah, we've been in a framework. School to get to high school to get to college.
No, college. High school to get to gap year to college and this. Yeah. And that. There's always been someone. Our parents always knew the next step. But, like, I don't know about you. I think you're one of the older children. Like, for me, my siblings did something so different in such a different place. Like, my parents don't know how to guide me after a bachelor's degree in psychology in Israel. Like, what now? It's not clear cut. And you know what? I just want to preface all of this with like, thank God I have the opportunity, like, to go anywhere and everywhere, to go to what I want, and I have supportive parents, and, like, also they're very logical of, like, if it's not going to make you money, like, you can't do that. Like, they're setting me up for my future, which I think is what any parent wants for their kids. So, like, really do want to preface this with, like, I'm so grateful, and I'm so lucky, but... I'm also scrambled, and a lot of you might be feeling like that too, and that's okay.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, like, it doesn't help that it's like a constant question being asked, you know, like
every conversation.
Every conversation is like, oh, what are you thinking to do? What are you thinking to do? You know, and it's 100%. Like, if you don't have an answer, it can really get overwhelming sometimes. I totally hear that.
Yeah,
I really do.
Would you mind kind of taking me through, I guess, your thought process, your options, like?
Yeah, so I think for me, I kind of went into psychology already having an idea of something that I was interested in pursuing after.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, like, it was still an idea. Like, I was going to school to, like, I am in school to see if it's something that I still want to pursue. So, like... for me, I kind of had that direction a little bit already earlier on, only because I am passionate about what I want to do. But, like, it's taken me a lot of time to be, like, sure in that decision and secure in it. Like until it's a reality, you really you have so many options, you know? It's like, wait, is this too, like... narrow of a degree to, like, I'm talking about a potential master degree. Is it too narrow? Should I be, like, more, like, should I go for a degree that's a little bit more wide range, more opportunity to come with it? Am I really gonna love it once I'm there? You know, like, it's a lot. It's a lot of thinking in terms of, like, what will be.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of realized, like, that's not going to help. Like, it's like...
no, it's not.
So, and the only thing that's helped me thus far is, like, just try. Just try. And, like, the same way I did with, like, choosing psychology, like, just try it. And if it's not something you love and it's not something you want to do, like...
forever.
Yeah, like, you can change your degree. You can stop going to school for it. You can end up... how many people... I think... I think like statistically over half of people end up changing their job, their career later on in life to something totally different than they studied in college. I think most people's careers are not comprehensive with what they studied in college. So that should just go to show, like, you're not held back by anything. Also, you can get a job after school, and if that job isn't something you love, like, you'll find another job, you know? Like, yeah. That definitely helps.
I think the biggest thing, at least for me, like, talking about this and even thinking about it, it's so scary. I've been so avoidant. But I think the first thing that anybody, no matter what your options are for next year, no matter what you studied, no matter this, is, like, A, you just got to remember that, like, it could feel, I mean, honestly, for me, this feels like the biggest decision of my life. This wow. really, really does. And it's just, life is just not like that. Like, it's almost like God's laughing. Like, the universe is laughing at me. Like, I don't know what's next. I don't yeah. know what's this. I don't know anything. But, like, we're humans. We're not meant to know everything. And, yeah. like, it's just, it's huge and it's big. And this feels like I'm really getting thrown into adulthood.
Yeah, it's because it's the first. It's the first real thing. Real time that you've had to make decisions like this
for myself.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about your options? Do you feel comfortable
we
doing
could,
that?
Yeah, we could totally talk about dive my into options. It? So when I was in high school, my dream was to go pre-med. Like, that was just something I was really passionate about. I got into every school I applied to, pre-med, honors, whatever. And then I came on my gap year in Israel, and I fell in love. I fell in love with Israel. and I had to stay. And I knew I had to do whatever it took to stay. So when I was looking into my options, I still wanted to study in English. And it was either go back to America and do pre-med at a school where I didn't know anybody, mm-hmm. or stay in Israel where my soul just connected to this place, but change my degree.
Right.
And kind of through the growth I made on my gap year, I was like, you know what? I think why I wanted to do pre-med was to help other people in need. But I think, honestly, maybe the best way for me to do that is through psychology. Like, I'm a people person through and through. Like, I want to understand what's going on in people's brains. I want to help people. I want people to, like, feel comfortable around me. Like, I think those three things, I think everybody has a purpose. And I think I figured out a long time ago that that's what my purpose is, or what I want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's a
great
start.
Yeah, like, it was a huge, like, huge. Yeah, it was very defining for me. So I chose to stay here, study psychology at IDC, Reichman. It was a great decision. And now psychology is a great, it's a great BA. And I'll tell you why. You could do almost anything you want after that.
That's true.
But you can also get a business degree and do anything you want after that. But I just, correct me if I'm wrong, I just feel like business nowadays is not something you necessarily need to get a BA for. But psychology is something that you need, like, you need professionals teaching you. Yeah, you need it as a prerequisite. So it's a great, like, stepping stone for sure.
Totally.
Now, my options for next year are, again, that connection to Israel, that love has not faded. It's gotten stronger. So the first thing on my list of ideas is going to the army, drafting, doing 2 years, and, like, A, for selfish reasons, and B, for not selfish reasons. There's definitely a mix of both. If I stay in Israel and do the army, it could fix my Hebrew to maybe get me to a point where I can do my next part of school in Hebrew. And it could make me have connections in this country. And
definitely so, will do that.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll get more integrated into the culture. And I actually did a pros and cons list this week.
Nice.
But, like, that's not the reality of it. Like, it's not happy, dandelion, cupcake, rainbows. Like, the army's fucking hard. Like, totally. Everyone I've spoken to basically says, don't do it.
Yeah, you're signing your life over for 2 years. You are.
Yeah, you are. And you know what? A part of me takes a little bit of comfort in that, almost, because, like, I don't want to go straight to school. This psychology is really hard. I'm a little tired, but I do want to build a career in it. I just, one thing that Israel taught me is like, you're not on anyone's timeline. Like, you don't need to be in a rush. Also, if you want to go straight to school, like, that's amazing too. Like, it's just for me, like, I need a little bit of a break, whether that's like a year working or 2 years in the army. And like 2 years in the army, like, I feel like will help me find so much clarity. Yeah, so that's option number one. Option number two could be moving to Spain and teaching English for a year. My cousin did this program. Cool. Yeah, like, my cousin did this program post-grad before she went to her master's. And, like, when else am I going to be single, like, young, fun, and, like, able to, like, slum it down a little bit for a year to experience the culture of a new country and, like, to... I speak Spanish, like, why wouldn't I do that, you know? Like, totally. That almost seems like the obvious choice, but then that also comes with the side of, like, what about a Jewish community? And what about not knowing anybody? And what about having to start fresh just to start fresh a year after that again? Like, I've worked right. so hard to build a life here for 4 years. What, I'm just going to throw that away?
Right.
And then the other option is take a year off, get a job. Whether it's here or New York or Denver or wherever I want to go and just work and live for a year and make choose my next steps, kind of having more time. And I think, honestly, up until like 3 weeks ago, I was like, am I even going to school right away? And like just deciding, just making one little decision of like, I'm not going to school next year. You know what? I'm going to take at least a year off. That helped me breathe so much. I was,
yeah, even now I do. That's huge. You're narrowing it down.
I'm really being so conscious of all my decisions, but I feel suffocated. I'm stressed.
Yeah. It's a lot. I hear you. It's a lot. I'm trying to think of like a way where we could like narrow it down even more. Do you have any sort of hierarchy in terms of what you're leaning most towards?
Yeah, I do. Actually, no, I don't. Honestly, everything is an option and everything will be a growth experience and everything will be hard and everything will be challenging in the best way and everything will be rewarding. And that's, I think that's why I'm so almost stressed. And I also know that anywhere I'm thrown into, anywhere I throw myself into, I will be fine.
Right. That's the hardest thing is when you know you're a person that can make any situation good.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so why do I have to make such like these kinds of hard decisions? Like anywhere I go, like I kind of want someone to just tell me where I'm going to go next and it'll be great because I'll make it great.
I want like an angel to come to me in a dream and tell me what my next steps are and like... It's just not like that. Like,
but you know what? It will. It will happen. And that angel will be you, but it's going to happen. Meaning like will, you're going to like, figure out what you want.
There's something to say about like fixing your indecisiveness the older you get. You know, like it could be very helpful in some situations. Like, look at me. I'm literally thinking so deeply about every single option next year. But there's something to say about maturing and being able to make... I'm talking about, honestly, the smaller decisions. But that leads into, like, making the bigger ones. Like,
right.
You have to be able to make small decisions. You have to just be confident in your decisions. And that's something I really struggle with. It's, like, making a decision and then almost kind of, like, regretting it. But also, I know everything will be fine because I can adapt anywhere I am.
Yeah.
And have a positive mindset.
I don't think you're being indecisive. I don't think you're being indecisive, though. I think there's a difference when you're making, like, real... big decisions for your future self, you know, like these are all real possibilities and can be your reality next
scary.
Year. And yeah, it's definitely scary. What I heard like a lot of people do this is like if I told you like if I flipped a coin, okay, like one side is army and the other side is Spain, okay, if I told you that you were gonna land on the army and you have to go to the army, how would you react?
Right now, on December 12th, 2024, I would say Army. I would say through and through Army. But ask me in an hour, like, I could say Spain. And that's just where I'm at.
No, but if I told you.
Gun to my head.
If I told you, like if the way we made the decision, if it really was a 50-50 thought process in your mind, you know?
Army.
Okay.
But it's not as simple as that.
Why not?
Because it's only December.
So?
So I haven't done all the research I need to yet. I haven't done the research on internships. I haven't done the research on paid internships in New York. I haven't done the research on the Army. I haven't done the research on this. And like,
but maybe you don't have to. If you know that you want to do the Army, why are you adding choices?
It's not about adding choices. It's about feeling like at the end of the, you said like it's not about indecisiveness. I think if I personally, for me, and I hope, I mean, not I hope, I'm sure many of you feel like this, not I hope at all. If you don't fully know all of the options and the extent of all the options, then that will lead me to indecisiveness. Because listen, like I just started doing research about teaching English in Spain for a year. And like, I just learned that like I would have to find my own housing. That kind of feels like a schlep to me. Like, that's a con. And you know what? I didn't know that a week ago.
That's
you
great. Get what I'm saying? So keep doing research.
Yeah, research is so, for someone like me, like, I like that. I like laying it all out on the table and then deciding. It's going to be as scary whether you know the facts or not. But feeling is a huge part of it. You're right.
Yeah.
Feeling is a huge part of
feeling,
it.
Feeling, but also, like, yeah, the more you do research, like, the more you'll find out, learn new information that will either help your, not help your decision or not, it will only help your decision.
Right.
The more you know, but I don't mean like looking into something and then being like, oh, but now there are like 10 programs I could choose from. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
don't like,
no, it's not about
widen
that.
The field in no, that way, but more like, not. But more like doing the right research in terms of like, are there even certain like job opportunities that I'd be interested in this state, you know, like,
right.
Like that will help you a lot just in terms of being like, do I want that?
Yeah. I think how I was approaching it before is like location wise, like where do I want to be? And like,
yeah,
I love the world. I love what God has given us. I love exploring new places. I love living here. My soul is tethered to Israel. Like, I can't describe it, but it's also something to say about, there are so many other factors that I didn't even bring up. Like, let's talk about family for a second. I don't have family here, and I've proven to myself that I could do 4 years halfway across the world for my family. I've proven it to myself. But it's not to say that, like, it's getting harder and harder. And, like, if I could be around my family, why wouldn't I want that? Like, that's a huge thing too. Why wouldn't I choose that? Like, you have to, I mean, for me, like, I have to think about every little possible thing. And like,
yeah,
don't get me wrong, guys, I know I sound crazy. I'm driving myself crazy.
But listen, these are all thoughts we have. Like, we all have these. Uh-huh. We all have to make these decisions, and it's never easy.
It's never easy. Senioritis is kicking in. I'm stressed, but there's so much beauty to the stress, because look how much good I could put out into the world with any decision that I make. Look how much good I could do for myself. Like, it's like, these decisions are also beautiful.
They really are. And also, like, learning for yourself how to be okay with that discomfort for a second. Like, you're going to probably, and probably have been already, like, living with this, like, what am I doing next year for like a few months? You know,
it's
and
been
like
so
you
long.
Have to still go on, and you have to still live your life, and like to be able to do that simultaneously, first of all, is incredible and a huge value.
I think about that all the time,
and like that's incredible. And on top of that, like, thank God, like we still have time. Like, we have time to decide. We have a lifetime to decide. Like,
of course,
which is part of what I was saying earlier is like, guys, like, yes, it's stressful, but also like, so much stress can be taken out by just simply knowing the fact that like you're going to be exactly where you're supposed to be.
I saw a quote the other day that was like, how does a bird know that every time it lands on, like every time its wings takes it to a branch, like how does it know to trust the branch? How does it know that the branch won't fall, that it's strong enough, that it says that its wings are taking it to the right place? And, like, have you ever seen a bird fall? Like, like a branch fall because of a bird, like I have it, it like the bird always lands, right. You know, and, wow. and the branch always supports it. Like, I don't know exactly what it was. I sound really dumb right now, but it was kind of like, trust your wings and you will land. You yeah. will land because you...
Because you could fly.
You no, could okay. fly places, honey. Nah, I'm serious. Like,
no, but you, it's true. You just have
you
to
You will
trust.
Watch out for yourself, and the universe has a plan and God has a plan, and like everything will work out. And next chapters could be really, really, really scary. But like when one door closes...
Another one opens.
100%.
And it's exciting, not yeah. scary. Both, maybe. But
be open
exciting.
To any and every opportunity. Totally. That comes your way, and trust that, like, with a clear mind, it will all pan out. It will all work out.
So you're feeling less scrambled?
I'm feeling, like, you know that deep breath I took before?
Yeah.
I feel like that was, like, the whole conversation. Like, I feel lighter, for
wow.
sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm so happy.
Yeah, thank you. I needed that.
We all need a little push sometimes, and... Just trust in knowing that whatever decision we make is going to be for the best. And yeah.
We all just need to talk it out.
Yeah.
Unscramble ourselves.
Totally. Do you have an egg fact for us?
I actually prepared a really cool egg fact.
Did you?
Can you actually take a lucky guess? Like, which state do you think produces the most eggs in the United States?
What state?
Pause to guess.
Think produces the most eggs? Maybe Texas?
I honestly would think that too, because like Southern, whatever. It's Iowa.
Iowa?
Iowa. I think that's really interesting.
Cool.
Wow.
All right, shout out to Iowa.
Iowa.
Thank you for your eggs.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for listening.
Have an excellent day.
Bye.
Sunnyside Up. Where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly LaChapelle.